Yesterday marked 13 years to the day since the Sunday World journalist Martin O'Hagan was gunned down near his Lurgan home. No one has ever been brought the book for the brutal murder. I've been talking to the Sunday World editor, Jim Madole, about his fight for justice.
We still haven't had anybody convicted. We still haven't had anybody in court to face a judge or jury. And when you contrast that even with what has happened recently in Syria with the beheading of journalists, they are called executions, public executions. Well, what happened to Martin O'Hagan on the Black Friday night of September 28, 2001 was a public execution. 7 bullets in the back. The bullets were fired by the so-called Loyalist Volunteer Force. We have still had no justice for Martin.
And what obviously you and your newspaper are trying to do is you're trying to keep his name and the investigation alive.
Well, it is, yeah. Despaired. And there was a so-called assisting offender who was part of the LVF gang who was supposed to give evidence. But then the Public Prosecution Service decided that his evidence wasn't good enough. That was more than a ray of hope. That was an anchor of hope at the time. But, you know, it's not just us, Stephen. It's the National Union of Journalists. It's the committee which oversees what happens to journalists in 57 states throughout Europe. They put out a statement on Saturday. The NUJ put out a statement. And Nesbitt did us a favour by calling for help, or joining the paper and calling for a new inquiry. And the police have put a statement now as well, saying that the inquiry is not closed and is still continuing, and appealing for information from anyone. And I would certainly echo that appeal, Stephen.
Do you think there will be any impetus now we have a new chief constable? Are you heartened by what George Hamilton might do in this case? There's a lot of time has passed.
I am, yeah, I know, Stephen. But no, he's come in, and I had feared. I actually put it to the police last week and asked them for a statement, asking either for a new inquiry or to be updated on what is happening. And to be fair to George Hamilton, he gave us a statement. He authorised a statement to come back to us, saying that the murder inquiry is still live, is still open, the files are still open, and that's their stance at the minute. But in terms of the overall perspective, when you look at what happened to Veronica Guerin whenever she was murdered in the Republic, the apparatus of the state was thrown at it then. There was very swift justice from both the apparatus of the state in terms of the police, the politicians, and importantly the people as well. So when you contrast that, Stephen, that's the kind of it's frustration and the anger builds that her killers were brought to justice so quickly. 13 years later, we're still waiting for justice for Martin.
And remind us, Jim, what happened to Martin in that night?
Well, he was out with his wife, Mary. They were down at the pub having a drink. It was a Friday night. He had finished work and they were walking home about 10:30 at night. It was a drive-by shooting. There was a driver in the car. There was a gunman in the car. And Martin, to try to protect Mary, his wife, threw himself across her and tried to push her into the hedge. He died a hero, essentially, trying to save his wife. And they pumped 7 bullets into his back, most cowardly kind of brutal and callous killing. And that's what happened.
OK. Jim Madole, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.